Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids. As an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. On the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
You're tuned to AM 580, where you can also listen online at WILL.UIUC.edu. It's time for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, May wheat opened at 4.52, down 4.5 on the open. July, 4.59, down 5.5. At the Chicago Board of Trade, May wheat opened at 3.55.5, down 2 on the open. July, 3.69.5, down 1.75. September, 3.80.5, down 1. December, 3.97, down 0.25. March, 4.10.5, down 2.25 on the open. May corn opened at 240.5, up 4.25 on the open. July, 252.25, up 3.75. September, 260.5, up 3. December, 273.25, up 4.75. March, 280.5, up 3.25. May, 284.5, up 3 on the open. May oats opened at 175.75, up 3.25 on the open. July, 179.5, up 2. May soybeans opened at 569, up 6 on the open. July, 582.5, up 5. August, 588.5, up 6. September, 594, up 6.25. November, 603, up 6.75. January, 610.5, up 7. March, 617, up 5 on the open. May soybean meal opened at 175.20, up 180 on the open. July, 176.50, up 140. May soybean oil opened at 22.69, up 13 on the open. July, 23.09, up 10. At the Merck, April feeders open at 101.90, down 27.5 on the open. May, 102.90 unchanged. August, 103.90, down 15 on the open. April live cattle open at 82.37.5, up 50 on the open. June, 75.60, up 32.5. April lean hogs open at 54.05, down 17.5 on the open. May, 63.15, down 25. June, 64.75, down 5. July, 65.60, down 10 on the open. And May bellies open at 78.25, up 50 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 85 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Grainfield Marketing in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Want to start with the outside markets this morning, Kurt. May silver now trading 13.15, up 29.5 cents. That's a new contract high. In fact, it's been as high this morning as 13.27. The old contract high there at 12.90. And then you go to the gold pit. April gold at 607.50 is up $11 this morning. That's smashing through the old contract high of $600 even. And then you look at the NOPA report and crushings at the top of the range. All this reason for soybeans to, well, be supported well for the rest of the day?
Well, yeah, the outside markets is quite impressive. Fresh 25-year highs. You got to go back into the early 80s when gold topped out close to $730 an ounce and silver over $21 an ounce. And back then, crude oil barely cracked 30 bucks. But there's some that inflationary or investment ideas that got a good solid bull run going here. Next objective on the gold is going to be the 6.5 area as long as we stay above 6. Uneasiness worldwide, Iran and some tensions. But right now the market has the momentum up, and world investors want to put their money into the metals, even the copper up over 850 points. Just unbelievable. zinc, aluminum, just all your raw products are sharply higher. And it looks like that trend is going to continue here for a while. And that's given the corn and beans some support. But also, too, we're looking at a very wet weekend, more rain than expected, although the totals did vary from anywhere from a half to 5 to 6 inches. But currently there are planters running in the southern third of Illinois. You get Mount Vernon west and south of there. They missed the rain, and so there is some activity taking place. Also, lastly, too, what's supporting the corn and beans is unwinding of the wheat-corn, wheat-bean spread, Kansas City, Chicago spreads today.
May beans have hung around the 559.5 level now for about the last eight sessions. Are we getting to the point where we might begin to say that beans are turning sideways instead of downward in this trend?
Well, there's reason to believe. Last week, started the week on the low and finished Thursday there with some plus signs there, recording a little bit of a weekly reversal up. We're taking out some resistance here. There's reason to believe that these May beans can run back to this 580 area to go much higher than that. They're going to need some additional fundamental help, per se, but the indicators have turned up here in the short term. Green light has turned on for the trade to push beans higher here short term.
And what impact will we have, if any, on crop progress for seedings at the end of the day?
Well, corn ideas are that we're probably anywhere from 14 to 17 planted as a nation. We'll see how this week goes and see if we continue to see that progress go up here as time goes on. With today's machinery and so forth, they can cover a lot of ground in a hurry, so we'll continue to watch the weather maps and play it day by day in here. But as of right now, I think the trade's comfortable with the corn crop's going to get in a fairly good, timely fashion.
Give us your rule of thumb of when you might become concerned about corn plantings running behind schedule.
Well, it's tough because we've got the funds participating in the marketplace. Without the fund participation, you'd have to say end of May, this May 20th, 25th, as a whole. It varies from location to location, from north to south, that is. But I'd say with today's excitement or touchiness of the marketplace, I think the trade's going to give it until the end of April, 1st of May.
Over in the wheat market, prices to the downside on the defensive this morning, I guess, reports that we're going to see rain in the plains.
Well, there's talk of it, and there was some rain out west over the weekend, but, you got to get some rain that far western belt there. Talking to the guys out west, incredible dust storms, so dang dry that they're having problems with some incredible blowing and so forth. But, yes, there's some rain in the forecast there. But, too, we've had a pretty good run technically here, and we're due to back and fill. So I think it's a combination of things probably going to keep the wheat on the defensive for today.
What are you telling producers about these prices in the Nove beans above $6?
Well, we're sticking to our plan from day one. Any type of strength in through here, we like moving the cash grain forward contracting these beans especially. Feeling like the long-term fundamentals are going to limit, big up move here until we get later on the growing season, see whether we have to fight rust or weather and so forth. And step two of our marketing plan did kick in here over the last few weeks. We're buying some cheap call options to replace cash sales in case we do get that sensitive up move later on in July or August.
Thanks much, Kurt.
Very good.
Kurt Kimmel of Grain Field Marketing in Normal, Illinois.
Agricultural information on AM 580 is made possible with support from Lincoln Land Agri Energy in Palestine, Illinois, producing a renewable fuel with corn bought directly from the farmer. More information at 800-586-2321 or online at LincolnLandAgriEnergy.com.
Let's look at the current tick. May wheat in Kansas City, 451 down 5.5 at the Board of Trade. May wheat, 3.53 and a half down four. July, 3.66 and three quarters down four and a half. May corn, 2.40 up three and three quarters. July, 2.51 and a quarter up two and three quarters. September, 2.61 and a quarter up three and three quarters. December, 2.72 and a quarter up three and three quarters. May beans, 5.69 and a half up six and a half. July, 5.83 and a half up six. August, 5.89 up six and a half. November, 6.02 and a quarter up six. May soybean meal, 175.20 up 180. May soybean oil, 22.87 up 31. At the Merck, April feeders, 102.60 up 42 and a half. April live cattle, 82.10 up 22 and a half. April lean hogs, 54 down 22 and a half. Looking at Mike Sola's two-state forecast today, in Illinois, partly sunny. In Indiana, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and a few thunderstorms this morning, then partly to mostly cloudy with a few lingering showers in the south and east this afternoon. Highs ranging from 56 to 78 tonight, mostly clear. Lows from 35 to 52 tomorrow. In southern Illinois, becoming partly sunny. Elsewhere, mostly sunny. Highs from 55 to 76 degrees. You're listening to WILL Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at WILLAG.org. The time, 10 o'clock Central Time.